Thanks for joining us on the Eastern Main Sports Media Podcast. Today, we're going to talk about the NFL. The season's going to get going tomorrow night. The Detroit Lions taking on the defending world champion Kansas City Chiefs. We're excited about that. My name is Chris Lesner. I got Gabe Nason with me. Thanks for joining me today, Gabe.
Thank you.
So let's get right into it. I'm going to start with the AFC East. I still like Buffalo in that division. Same guys we've always talked about with Josh Allen, Stephon Diggs, Gabriel Davis, big-time playmakers. I still like Buffalo. They're the team to beat, I believe. They've won three straight AFC East titles, and I see them as the favorite, but we got that guy named Aaron Rodgers in New York. I think the Jets are going to be right there as well. Garrett Wilson, Dalvin Cook was a big addition for them. Their defense is going to be really good. I think a lot depends on Tua's health. Still got some playmakers there with Tyreek Hill and Jaylen Waddle. And then we get to the Patriots. Mac's third full season. Bill O'Brien in as offensive coordinator. You got Juju Smith-Schuster this year. You picked up Ezekiel Elliott. Got Mike Gesicki at tight end as well, along with Hunter Henry when he returns from injury. Jalen Reagor was another addition as well. But to add to the other guys that you already have with Ramondre Stevenson, Devontae Parker, Kendrick Bourne, and I think that defense is going to be stout again this year with Matthew Judon and Christian Barmore, Dietrich Wise, and Trey Flowers coming back. I've got Buffalo, like I said, in that division. I got the Jets as a wild card, Miami in third, and New England fourth. I know you have a lot to say about the AFC East. So I'll turn it over to you, Gabe.
Yeah, I do. I do think that the Bills offensively are going to be just as stout as they were. I think their defensive woes were kind of covered last year with Tre'Davious White, and they just had a very good quarterback core and safety core. The quarterback core is taking a hit this year. They're not very deep. I feel like they're gonna struggle, especially against the AFC East, who happens to have some very good deep threats on that wide receiver. So I think they're actually my wild card. I think that they could either win the division or they could finish third in the division, and everyone's sitting there going, what happened to the Bills? For me, this division ends up being between the Patriots and the Jets, which is a wild thing to say, especially after last year for the Patriots with how up and down it was. I think Mac under Bill O'Brien is going to have a much better year. I have Kendrick Bourne as a big sleeper for me personally. He was great last year, very quietly, very good. But again, this year coming back, another full season under the Patriots system, I think he's going to be huge, especially going with Juju. I think it'll be a really interesting duo there. And then one person you didn't touch on the defensive side, Kyle Duggar. I mean, he was fantastic at safety last year, and I think he takes another step. I think he ends up being a top two safety at the end of the year. I think he just ends up being one of the best in the game. I mean, he was pretty darn close last year. I think he can easily get there this year. The Dolphins are a weird one to me because you have Tua, and you question the health and everything. I think the youth will be an interesting story to watch with them this year. Outside of Tyreek Hill, that team is super young. And so I think the defense is going to be the driver there. It's super young. You got Jalen Phillips, who's now on the edge for them. He's a young guy. I think he's in his third year. He'll be a really interesting one to watch there as well. Also, look for the Bills to go with the linebackers because Von Miller being out is huge. And AJ Espinosa is going to step in that spot, and it'll be huge if he can come up big.
Absolutely. And you talk about the Patriots a little bit more. You know, to start the season, there's a lot of questions on that offensive line. Starting to get healthy a little bit, but not where you want to be when you're hosting the defending NFC champions this Sunday in the Philadelphia Eagles. We'll see how they can do. I worry about them protecting Mac Jones, but we'll see how it works out. Another interesting thing to watch for with the Patriots this year, gone is big kicker Nick Folk. He's gone to Tennessee, and they're going to rely on their fourth-round draft pick, Chad Ryland out of Maryland. Maybe something on that, Gabe.
Yeah, I mean, Chad Ryland was he basically the reason he got the job was because he looked so fantastic in camp. He was making kicks from upwards of 55 yards. So he's got a like dangerous leg on him, and I think that was a separator between him and Folk. You know, Folk's the guaranteed from within 40 to 45, but as you get further back, you start a little bit of a question just because he doesn't have the strongest leg. And I think they're trying to get that, especially with last year. You know, there were times where you're like, oh, they should go for this field goal, but they didn't trust Folk to hit it from as far. I think Ryland gives them that. And they end up scoring a little bit more points because those middle of the field plays, they only need a few more yards instead of a bigger chunk of yards.
Yeah, here's the thing though about the Patriots. Personally, as I watch a lot of their games, rely too much on the kicker. When you're on certain areas of the field, you got to have six, can't have three. A lot of those games they lost last year was because of that. And I still think right now, I think the Bills and the Jets are the two teams in that division.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I can completely agree. I mean, I know the Patriots worked a ton on the red zone offense and defense in training camp, in the preseason. That was their biggest thing. We want to get to the red zone and be able to make those plays. It seems to be that the offense has taken a step in the red zone, at least in camp. Obviously, camp is camp, but we'll see if it can translate to the regular season.
Yeah, and definitely the Aaron Rodgers dynamic in New York and the Big Apple, and seeing that and seeing what he can do. Personally, I think he's going to have a huge year for the Jets.
Yeah, me too. Especially with the weapons he's got. Garrett Wilson is an amazing wide receiver. He's going to have a breakout year, I'm sure, especially with Aaron Rodgers. Mecole Hardman, former Chief, now on the Jets. He's an absolute burner, and I think he's going to be a huge spot this year too. Because with Aaron Rodgers loves that deep ball, and he puts it on people great. So I would expect to Mecole Hardman have some big catches this year.
Don't forget he has some of his old targets from Green Bay there too. That's going to help him even more. So they have a fantastic offensive showcase really around Rodgers that I think can make him successful. Let's go ahead and move ahead here to the AFC North. I'll let you talk and go ahead on that.
Yeah, absolutely. As a Steelers fan, I kind of have the inside rub on what they do for the most part. I expect the Steelers to finish second or third this year. I think the Browns end up being the bottom dweller. They're also like the boom or bust of this division because if Deshaun Watson plays like he did before everything happened, I think it could be a very good year for the Browns. But if he plays like he did last year, I think it's going to be another bottom-dwelling year. I think the Bengals are going to win this division. I mean, they've been the pride of the AFC North the past few years. I mean, they've been the best team hands down when Burrow's healthy. Obviously, he's got the health question going into this year again as well, getting hurt in camp. May not start week one, may start week one, who knows? And I think that the Ravens, I think Lamar comes back and has a great year. I can't imagine he doesn't because when he has played, he's been fantastic. And they actually put weapons around him this year. So I think that could be a potential sleeper team that people kind of forgot about after last year that could end up being deep in a playoff run or something along those lines.
Yeah, and you mentioned Pittsburgh, and first about Cleveland. What Deshaun Watson are we going to get? Are we going to get the Deshaun Watson from 2017 to 2020? Are we going to get the Deshaun Watson that had a 38 QBR in the six games last year? That's really a question mark with the Browns. Pittsburgh, obviously Kenny Pickett, George Pickens, their offense is very good. They got, a healthy TJ Watt coming back on defense, and their defense, as we know, is always solid. Lamar Jackson, it's hard on Baltimore because I got them second in the division behind Cincinnati, but it's hard with Baltimore. I think sometimes they expect Lamar to do too much, and that gets them in trouble, and it gets Lamar in trouble. So let's see what they can do with a few more offensive weapons around Lamar. I mean, my money's on Cincinnati. Joe Burrow, Ja'Marr Chase, enough said. I think Cincinnati's going to win 13 games and still win that division, hands down.
Yeah, agreed. I think that's what will end up happening. I will say, the Ravens this year, it'll be very uncharacteristic of them. Their defense is going to be their issue, which doesn't spell great for a team that doesn't score high points because you run the ball a lot. Their corners, they've only have Marlon Humphrey. The other guys have not played big snaps in the NFL. So, and Marlon Humphrey's hurt at the moment. So you're, it'll be interesting to see if their corners can step up. They'll be a second. They'll probably finish second. I think if their corners don't hold up, they'll end up third. I don't, from what we saw last year, I just don't know if Deshaun Watson can do what he did before, but you know, I've been wrong before. So, yeah. And then my biggest thing for the Bengals, is actually their O-line. That's been their issue for years. Yeah, they picked up some offensive linemen in the offseason. They're going to bolster that line a lot this year. I would expect them to take another leap, which is a scary proposition for a team that was in the Super Bowl 2 years ago. And I would expect something very high potent offensively from them this year, even more so than before.
Yeah, I mean, I have to agree with just about everything you said. And we're going to go ahead and skip right over to now the AFC South. And this division is one of the divisions where, other than the AFC West, I think there is not even the AFC West. AFC South, I have a clear favorite anyways there as well. Jacksonville. Yeah. Hands down is a clear favorite there with Trevor Lawrence and who their coach is now. Tennessee, I mean, I love Derrick Henry. He's on my fantasy team. Love the guy. He's very, very consistent. But I do not like Ryan Tannehill. He's very inconsistent. Yep. Very inconsistent. So I think that lays the problem there with Tennessee. And who knows with Indianapolis, really. If Jonathan Taylor decides to repair his relationship with the Colts, maybe he comes back. I still have the Colts and the Texans as the bottom dwellers in my division.
Yeah, so I agree with you, Jaguars, hands down. And not to mention they got Calvin Ridley back this year after not playing at all last year. So they're even more lethal on the offensive side, which is hard to say because they were one of the top scoring offenses in the league last year. I only differ with you on the Titans because – truthfully, I don't know what the quarterback situation is. Obviously, Tannehill's going to start, but I don't think he'll start all year. And the wide receivers, they outside of Treylon Burks, they have a bunch of guys who on any other team are probably second stringers. And so I think that they really struggle this year. I think they end up bottom dwellers, but not by much. I think it's like one game that separates the Colts and the Texans and the Titans. Which is saying a lot, especially for a team of the Titans that drafted Will Levis. I would hope that they'll try and get some games out of him this year to see what they have in him, especially because they have Malik Willis, who they also drafted in a similar position. They have a lot of quarterback questions. My big thing for the Colts, watch out for Zach Moss. He came from the Bills a few years, last year in a trade from Naheem Hines. Had a solid second half of the year with the Colts, and will fit in very nicely with Anthony Richardson in the run game.
Yeah, I'm very excited about Anthony Richardson and what he can bring to the table for sure there with the Colts. And, you know, you have a guy like Zach Moss, and then if you get Jonathan Taylor back, who knows?
Yeah.
Maybe the Colts can be the team of that division again. And I mean, Jacksonville's a team. I mean, you look at their roster, yeah. You look at who their quarterback is. I just don't think you can argue that.
No, and I could go on and on all day. Tank Bigsby, who's behind Travis Etienne, is a starting running back on most NFL teams. So they're super deep. Their wide receivers are so good. Their tight end is great. Evan Engram had a great year of them last year. I expect him to do the same. I mean, they truthfully will just be a great offensive team again this year. It'll just be the defense again. Can the defense hold up against the better teams? Obviously, I think they don't have any issue with their division, but
maybe I looked in the wrong spot. Is it Etienne, the running back, still with Jacksonville, or is he with Miami? I thought he got traded.
Yeah, No, he's still with the Jaguars. Yep.
He's still with the Jaguars. Okay. Maybe I saw another. I could have swore I saw ETN on the Dolphins roster, but maybe that was another player of the same name. I don't know.
I'll say that the Dolphins do have Devon Achane, who's slightly different name, but very similar.
Yeah. Okay. Gotcha. I'll let you go ahead and start with the AFC West then.
Yeah, so the AFC West, I think this is one of the most competitive divisions in all of football. I think it goes with, like we were talking before, I think it goes with the AFC East and being one of the most competitive. It truly is. I think the Chargers win the division. I think they win the division behind Herbert and Bosa. I think both sides of that ball, both sides of the ball for that team is fantastic. I think the Chiefs struggle this year. I think the O-line is a big question. I think that the defense is a big question. They don't have their best defensive player because he's on a holdout right now in Chris Jones. So, and not to mention, yesterday, Travis Kelce hyperextends his knee and they aren't sure if it's serious or not. So I think they really struggle this year, and for them struggling is like 10 wins. But I don't think that's enough to win the division. I think that the Chargers end with 11 or 12. They have a great team, like I said. They've got a bunch of rookies who are going to play big roles this year too. Raiders are my biggest question mark in this division. What are we going to get from Jimmy G? What are we going to get from that defense? What are we going to get from everybody else around Jimmy G? Because they lost a lot. Obviously, they have Davante Adams, so that helps. But I just don't know if I trust Jimmy G fully to be a quarterback that can win in that tough a division. He played in a relatively weaker division before, so this is one of the harder divisions to win in. And the Broncos, for me, I think have a bounce back. I think they finished third in the division. I think they just missed the playoffs with like 8 wins-ish. I think Russ has a bounce back year with that offense. I just don't think it's enough.
Yeah, going to disagree. You did mention some of the Chiefs' problems there, but defending champs and, you know, we know who the quarterback is. So yep. He can make up for a lot of those problems with his arm and with his legs. I have the Chiefs winning the division. I still have the Chiefs winning that division. I think the Chargers will be right there within a game of the Chiefs. And Denver, you know, Denver's really interesting. I haven't liked Russell Wilson since he left Seattle. He's really kind of fallen apart. Yep. You got Sean Payton coming back to coach. And, I mean, maybe that helps Denver. I have them in third place as well. And then I have the Raiders in last. But, yeah, I see your point there with the Chargers. I mean, they have so many offensive guys, so many offensive weapons. Justin Herbert is just explosive. Where's Travis Kelce? I mean, is he going to play tomorrow night? We don't know yet. That's a question mark. And if he's out long-term, that's going to hurt the Chiefs.
Yeah, absolutely. Especially because, I mean, losing Juju Smith-Schuster, 1,000-yard receiver last year, they lost a lot in the wide receiver room as well. So you're having to make up a lot of different things with a lot of different people. Justin Ross is my big guy there in the wide receiver room. Patrick Mahomes and him loved each other in camp, loved each other in the preseason game that they both played in. I would expect if the Chiefs offense is running as well as it is, that Justin Ross is the leader in the wide receiver room. As a rookie, I think he can do a lot of really good things for them.
Yeah, I'd have to agree there. And now we're going to go over to the NFC and start with the NFC East. And, I mean, my money on this division is the Eagles. They're loaded again. I think the Cowboys are going to be right there. I think if you can keep Dak Prescott healthy, I really do believe that they could be within a game or two of the Eagles at the end of the regular season. Actually, I have the Cowboys. We'll touch on that later. But I have the Cowboys as one of my wild card teams out of the NFC. And really, the third and fourth place teams is a toss up for me between the Giants and the Commanders.
Yeah, this is a this is a weird division for me because, I mean, I think the Eagles win. And I don't think there's a whole lot of questions around that, especially after last year, what we saw from them. The only question marks with them is, you know, safeties, they lost a few of their safeties. So they're having to redo that. They only know one of their starting safeties on one side is Reed Blankenship. The other one's still for grabs. So they don't even know who's going to start on Sunday. So I think that's going to be a question mark for them. But they're very good at finding people to fill the holes. So I don't worry too much about it. The hard thing for me is the Cowboys and Giants. They're such a the Giants had a year last year where they made the playoffs and potentially could have made a run with how they were playing going in. But I don't know if I believe in that team. And I don't know if I can fully believe in the Cowboys either, just like defensively more so than offensively. I think offensively they'll be fine. But defensively, they really struggled last year. And so I wonder if those holes get patched. And the Commanders will be fun this year, I think. A lot of young players. They'll be a fun team to keep an eye on just to see how their young players are doing. I don't think they compete, but they sure will be fun, I'm sure.
Yeah, and I can't really look at that division and trust any other quarterback in that division other than Jalen Hurts.
Yep, agreed. Yeah, I fully agree with that one.
And, I mean, if you look at Dallas, I mean, look at what Tony Pollard's done since, you know, since Zeke Elliott has really declined a little bit. He's been more of a goal line guy, which, again, could help those Patriots this year. But Tony Pollard has just come out of nowhere for that team.
Yeah, he was fantastic last year. Fantastic the year before and what little work he did get. And this year they're giving him the whole reins, which will be something. I truly think he could be one of the best running backs in the league once the season's all said and done. Like I said, I think this offense will be very good. I mean, I think they turn the ball over a lot with Dak just because that's what Dak does. But they'll put up points. I just don't know how many games they'll win. I will also say with the Giants, if the Giants are going to win games with Daniel Jones, Jalen Hyatt, the rookie out of Tennessee, is going to be a huge part of that. He was great at Tennessee, and he's been great so far in camp and everything. And they need a wide receiver to step up because that room is very shallow. I believe they only have 7 wide receivers even on the roster right now who are healthy. So they're in trouble. So if they're going to win games, it's going to be with Jalen Hyatt and Daniel Jones.
We're going to head over to I think NFC South, not as much, but NFC North, I think, could be one of the most competitive divisions in football. I'll let you start with the NFC North because I'll talk in a minute, but I think any of those 4 teams could win the division.
Yeah, me too. I think, I have the Bears winning the division, which is kind of a surprise. You saw Justin Fields last year at the end of the year turn on. But the Vikings have been great in that division. Obviously, the Packers with Aaron Rodgers, not now, have Jordan Love. But I think Jordan Love can carry the reins a little bit. I think the Lions with Goff can have another great year. And I think Jahmyr Gibbs in the backfield there from Alabama, I think he is a fantastic running back. I truthfully think you either see a combination of 2 of these teams in there, you can see 3 of these teams in there. I truthfully think you could see a large majority of the NFC North in the playoffs this year because they are all that good of teams.
Yeah, and I kind of agree. I actually have Chicago at the bottom. I do think Justin Fields, he had to do a lot on his own last year, kind of similar to what Lamar Jackson does with Baltimore. With more offensive weapons, I think he's going to be even more dangerous. The problem is the 3 teams above them are roster-wise, I think, a little bit better. With Minnesota somewhere around 3rd place, I have them. Green Bay, do we really know what Green Bay is going to be with Love at quarterback? No, we don't, because he hasn't really played. That's going to be a question mark there. I love the Lions. I think they're offensive playmakers. Jared Goff, people don't realize he threw 29 touchdown passes last year. They have a fantastic offense. The defense is going to be a question, but offense, I think they can outscore anybody other than Kansas City tomorrow night, predicting that one. But I do love the Lions. If I had to root for a team out there other than my favorite team, I would root for not only the Lions, but their head coach, Dan Campbell. I think he's fantastic.
Yeah, I do think the Lions will be very, very good this year. I think they'll make the playoffs, which is crazy to say for the Lions because it's been a long time. So making the playoffs again for them, and I think they can make some noise too. I think people have forgotten that Jared Goff is a good quarterback. He's not great by any means, but he gets the job done. And he has a lot of weapons this year, like I said, with Jahmyr Gibbs. And then I think defensively, like you said, there's a little bit of questions, but Aiden Hutchinson is going to dominate again this year. His rookie season, he was fantastic. I think that continues this year. The one thing I will say that worries me with the Vikings is just the defense last year gave up a lot of points. And they didn't do a whole lot to patch those holes. And so I do wonder a little bit with them. Obviously, their offense is going to be fantastic. I don't think Dalvin Cook leaving is going to hurt them at all. Alexander Mattison was great anytime Dalvin Cook was not there, and he'll be their guy this year, and I think he does great. Look for KJ Osborne. He'll be wide receiver number three on this team. There'll be a lot of attention paid to Jordan Addison and Justin Jefferson, obviously. So I think he gets a lot of he makes a lot of big plays for them in big moments this year.
Yeah, and they're a wide receiving crew there, especially with tight end and running backs and some of their wideouts, obviously Justin Jefferson. The one thing I always worry about them, especially if playing in a big game, is I don't like primetime Kirk Cousins. He's not a big game quarterback. So that's the one thing I worry about them if they get into a playoff spot. Again, touching on the Lions, you look up and down the roster at the offensive guys they have, like Swift and Hawkinson, and they are just loaded. They should win the division. It would kind of surprise me if they didn't with that roster.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll throw one more thing in before we move on. Me having the Bears at the top is solely based on their defense was great last year. Their offense just couldn't snuff up the par with the weapons around Fields. I think the weapons help. I actually have them, you'll see later, going a whole lot further. I think truthfully, this is a Patrick Mahomes-esque breakout for Justin Fields. He's got a gun at the quarterback position. He's got the legs. I think this year, now that he has people to pass to, you'll see that part of his game expand some more because he truly was a great quarterback at Ohio State. He just had no weapons last year. And I think, truthfully, their wide receiver core is way better this year. I think highly of the Bears.
I see that. I hate to point it out. I think this is the same guy that told us off air that you think New England's going to win 12 or 13 games. So I don't know what the rest of us think on the Bears, but you might be right because the NFC North is definitely a wide open division. Another wide open division, at least for the top three, is the NFC South. I'll let you kind of talk about that.
Yeah, the NFC South happens to be one of my favorite divisions. Just because I think it will be one of my favorite divisions to watch this year. They're just so young. And then you have Derek Carr on the Saints this year. He's going to be fun. Michael Thomas is fully bought back in with Carr as his quarterback. I think they are the deepest roster out of everybody, but I think the Falcons could really make some noise. So it's between the two of them for me. I think the Saints win it. I think the Falcons are very close. I think the Panthers are bottom dwellers, and I think the Bucks are even more so. I think Baker is not the answer for the Bucks, nor is Kyle Trask. So I don't know what they're going to do as the season goes on. Mike Evans not being sure what he's going to do, saying he's going to be gone at the end of the year. There's just so much drama around them, which seems to be everywhere Baker goes, but not always his fault, but just happens to be that way. I have the Saints winning that division. I will say my biggest thing for the Panthers, my key player for the season is Andy Dalton. And that sounds weird because he's not starting. He's sitting behind Bryce Young. But I truly think Andy Dalton's experience will play the biggest part in the Panthers season to build up Bryce Young to be a better quarterback as the year goes on. So I think he is quite literally the biggest player on that team right now, solely because he is in charge of making sure that Bryce Young becomes the quarterback that he's supposed to be.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Good breakdown there of that division. I like Atlanta. I do like Desmond Ridder, I think, in his second year. New Orleans, you know, Derek Carr is a serviceable quarterback, but let's see what he can do in a new city with a new team. You do got a ton of offensive talent there. Jamal Williams, people forget he rushed for 1,000 yards last year. You got Michael Thomas back. You got Chris Olave, who is a big-time playmaker as well. And people do also forget they do have Jamal Williams, but people forget that Alvin Kamara is going to be out for the first three games. Suspended for the first three games. I do think the Saints have the best defense in the division by far, actually, by far. I think they're one of the top defensive teams in the league. And it should be very interesting to see Carolina and the development of Bryce Young. That ought to be interesting to see throughout the year. And Tampa Bay, sorry, Tampa Bay, but there's no TB12 to save you this time, Buccaneers. No TB12 anymore. So I really think this is a rebuilding type year for Tampa Bay. It would be hard to see them winning more than four or five games all season.
Yeah, I truthfully, and you'll see in the last division we do, but between the Bucs and one of the teams in that division, it's going to be a battle for the first pick and for Caleb Williams. They're not thinking about winning any games this year, and I don't think they'll win a whole lot. I see the Bucs as like a 3-win team, like, and that may be generous. I think they probably win a game against the Panthers, and that gives them at least one so they don't lose all of them. But I think other than that, it's going to be a really hard year to win games for them. They just don't have the depth. They don't really have an offensive line. They're going to struggle.
But that's another one of those divisions where we see that a lot, especially in the NFC, where teams in the division beat up on each other. So you could see Tampa Bay beat Atlanta. You could see Tampa Bay beat New Orleans. You just don't know. Tampa Bay's really had New Orleans' number. And you just never know. I mean, division games are going to be key there. But, I mean, I would be very shocked if they won more than four the whole season.
Yeah, me too. Me too.
Now you can talk about the NFC West. If I'll kind of start there a little bit. I don't see anybody challenging the 49ers. I don't think it's close. I think they win that division by three or four games. I like what Coach Carroll in Seattle has done. I like the season that Geno Smith had last year. I think it's going to be kind of a repeat season for him. I got them actually as a wild card, kind of touch on that in a few minutes. And then the Rams and then Arizona, absolutely. Yeah, they're going to be putrid this year, really bad.
Yeah, yeah. I truthfully, oh man, I think here's my crazy thing. You ready for this? I think the Cardinals win their first game of the year, and then they lose every single one after that. They don't win a game after the first. I truthfully think that's how it goes. They somehow find a way to win week one, and then after that, it all goes downhill from there. The Rams, they're so weird, right? I mean, such a bad year last year, but they didn't have Matthew Stafford. They didn't really have Cooper Kupp for a lot of that. Do they come back and are they better? I don't think so, but you never know. I have the 49ers winning this division just like you do. I don't have it as far as you do. I think the Seahawks are a game back, a game or two. I think the 49ers, my hot take for the 49ers, Brock Purdy is a very good quarterback, but I think what helped him last year was that he got thrown into the fire, and he's such a confident kid that he just took it on. I'm worried about the time off in between the like with the off season and everything and healing back up. Then he's gonna start thinking about things too much, and it's gonna impact his play on the field. I still think they're very good. I still think they win the division, but I don't know if they're as good offensively as they were last year under Purdy. Just because I think he's going to have his struggles this year because he is going to be thinking about things a little bit more now that he knows he's the starter. Yeah. I think with the Seahawks, their defense got a lot better, a lot better. And so I think that that's what's going to close that gap between them and the 49ers. It's going to make things a little bit closer. Like I said, I still don't think that they win the division or anything. But yeah.
Yeah, and really, I mean, Geno Smith was just a subpar quarterback. I mean, last year, look what he did in Seattle. Unbelievable.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, he went from being cut by the Jets because he was so bad in the middle of the Jets, like having a different quarterback every week, to being a NFL MVP candidate. Not that he was going to win it, but he was in the list of people who people were talking about. It's a crazy turnaround, and I think, truthfully, that this is what we all expected when he was first drafted, was this type of Geno. And I'm just glad to see that he got to get there.
Absolutely. And now I think we'll kind of go with some of our playoff picks, our wild cards, and then our conference champions, Super Bowl. And then at the end here, we'll talk about more of the player awards that we're expecting this year. AFC, I've got Buffalo, Cincinnati, Jacksonville, and Kansas City as division winners. And I got the Jets, Baltimore, and the Chargers as wild cards. Go ahead with yours.
We're the AFC, right? Sorry.
Yeah, AFC. Yeah, okay. Division winners okay, and wild cards. Yeah.
Okay, just wanted to make sure. Sorry. So my division winners are the Patriots. I think that they win the division. Like I said, I think it's up for grabs, but I think that the Pats can take it. The Jaguars are my division winner there. The Chargers, I think that they get it. The Bengals, and then the Jets are one of my first wild card team. And then the Steelers and the Ravens both make it from the North. So you have three teams from the North, which means that the Chiefs don't make my playoffs.
Wow. Big pick there.
Yeah, I think they end up with, like I said, 8 or 9 wins, which I think will be just not enough between the Steelers or the Ravens.
And for the AFC Championship game, I have Cincinnati over Kansas City. What do you have?
I have Cincinnati over the other AFC West team in the Chargers.
Okay, close there. You got Cincinnati Absolutely. Going to the Super Bowl as well.
Absolutely.
The NFC, I've got the Eagles, the Lions, the Falcons, and the 49ers as division winners. I have Dallas, Green Bay, New Orleans, and Seattle as my wild cards. I might have done too many wild cards there. No, I don't have New Orleans. I'm sorry. I have Dallas, Green Bay, and Seattle. So 3 wild cards there. I got it right. What's your picks for the NFC?
So I have a fun NFC. I mean, I think it's pretty cut and clear for the divisions. Well, for me, at least. Eagles, the Bears, the Saints, and the 49ers are my division winners. And then my wild cards are a little bit more interesting. I have the Lions. I have the Seahawks. And then I have the Falcons still making it as a wild card team behind the Saints. I think that the Cowboys and Giants just don't make it. And I think that the Vikings have a late season blow up and the Falcons jump in there.
Wow. Okay. All right. That's pretty good picks. I've got my NFC Championship game. I've got San Francisco over Philadelphia. Who do you have in the NFC title game?
I sat there for a while thinking about this game as I prepped this. I wanted to go 49ers-Eagles. I just couldn't trust 49ers. I think the 49ers fall to the Bears, and the Bears play the Eagles in the NFC Championship game.
Wow. Who do you got winning that game? We'll go right to your Super Bowl pick.
The Eagles. And then I have the Bengals winning it all.
Yeah, the Bengals winning it all. I have the Bengals winning it all as well over San Francisco. So we are in agreement there. We have a lot of disagreements up and down through the divisions, but we'll go with the same Super Bowl winner. I want to talk about now, like, some of the new guys in the league. Why don't you give your picks for Offensive Rookie of the Year and Defensive Rookie of the Year?
Yeah, so the Offensive Rookie of the Year – it's a hard one. I feel like it's the hardest one every year. I think personally Anthony Richardson wins it. I think he gets them 6 wins, and that's enough to say he led them to 6 wins. Stroud only got 3. Young only got this many, like 2 or 3. So I think it's enough to say, okay, he gets it. I think he has a stellar year on the ground and through the air. And defensively, I don't think there's going to be anybody better than Jalen Carter. The Eagles are a great defense, and he's just going to be another great part of that. He was fantastic at Georgia. You take away the off-field issues, he's a dominant on-the-field player. So I think he ends up with way too many TFLs and way too many sacks for me to even think about right now.
Yep. I'm gonna be the same on the defensive side. Defensive Rookie of the Year, Jalen Carter, absolute stud at Georgia. Mm-hmm. He's gonna continue that into the NFL. I got Bryce Young actually as the Offensive Rookie of the Year. I think he's gonna surprise a lot of people. We're gonna go now to the Coach of the Year. I have Dan Campbell from Detroit, and for NFL MVP, number 5 for Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, I like the pick. There you go. My coach of the year, simply based off the fact that the Bears make the NFC Championship game, for me, Matt Eberflus is your coach of the year. And if I was going to say outside of Eberflus, if the Bears don't get there, I think Bill Belichick is my other option for coach of the year, because I think, again, that the Patriots are going to be good. So I think those two out of those two, you know, I'm bound to be right with one of them. And then my NFL MVP ends up being Justin Herbert.
Wow. Now that's a shocker. All right. Well, we got some shocking stuff to reveal for you on our NFL podcast here today. We want to thank you for joining us. Is there anything here at the end that you want to add, Gabe? Maybe one thing you're looking forward to with the new season starting tomorrow night?
I'm just having football to be back, man. I mean, football feels like it's gone forever. We're getting into the point in the MLB season where the Red Sox are losing hope. And so I need something to have hope about. I'm hoping the Steelers are going to be good this year because that's my favorite team. So I'm so pumped. I'm looking forward to the youth this year. I feel like this is the first year where teams have truly decided to either win or rebuild in a long time. And so we have a lot of young quarterbacks, a lot of young teams. I'm really excited for the youth this year.
Yeah, and I hope you're right as far as the Patriots go. We'll keep a lot of the fans, at least in this area, happy. Not a Steelers. I'm kind of a Steelers hater, so I'm hoping you're wrong on that.
Fair.
But I'm just looking forward to football. I mean, it's the fall. This is what we do. This is what we look forward to, putting on some hot chili in the crock pot and sitting down and watching a full day of games. Can't wait. So that's gonna wrap it up for our NFL preview here on Eastern Maine Sports Media. While you're here, make sure you go to the YouTube page, click that follow button. It's free. You'll see all of our free content there, and you'll be able to get a notification anytime we go live with any live broadcast. I want to thank you for joining us. Thank you, Gabe, for joining me. And until next time, talk to you then.
Sounds good.